Good evening and welcome to the Business of Government Hour, Conversations with Government Leaders. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government. The endowment was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. To find out more about the endowment, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour focuses on outstanding government executives who are changing the way government does business. Our special guest tonight is Joe Thompson, Undersecretary for Benefits for the Department of Veterans Affairs. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And joining us in our conversation is another PricewaterhouseCoopers partner, Greg Greben. Hi, Greg.
Hello. Thank you.
In this first segment, Joe, we'd like to talk about your career in VBA. VBA administers some of the most well-known federal programs. Could you tell us about them?
Our largest program, both in terms of the number of veterans that participate in it and the amount of money we spend, is a compensation program. Those are the benefits that we pay to veterans who are hurt in service. We also have a pension program, which is designed to help veterans who've fallen on hard times, both financially and also in terms of their health. We have a home loan guarantee program where we provide enough of a backing for a veteran to buy a home without a down payment. We issued our 17 millionth home loan this past year. We have vocational rehabilitation, which is designed to both educate and help veterans find employment when the veterans are seriously disabled from service. And then we run the nation's fourth largest life insurance program. Between the coverage we provide to men and women in service and the coverage we provide to veterans, it runs in a neighborhood of $600 billion a year. Not a year, but $600 billion total coverage.
Joe, your career at the Veterans Benefit Administration began some 25 years ago. Can you tell us a little bit about your career overall with VA?
I began as a claims examiner in New York City, and from there came down to Washington. Very interesting experience for me about 20 years ago, and actually in 1977. And I worked on staff in headquarters, first as a procedure writer. I got to learn the nuances of trying to write for a large audience and try to make it understandable in the shortest amount of time possible. I then went on staff of one of our line operations that was in VA headquarters. From there, I went to the Philadelphia Regional Office and Insurance Center as an assistant director. And it was a great experience for me because we got to participate. It's VBA's largest field office, and we were involved in a lot of projects. We had a lot of opportunity to interact with other agencies, to interact with private sector concerns. So it was a good learning and growth experience for me. After that, I became the director of the New York Regional Office located in Manhattan. And from there, I came into this job.
What are some of the biggest changes you've seen at the VA during this time?
Well, not just VA, but the government in general, I would say the need for speed. The agency that I came to work for 25 years ago moved at a slower pace, as I think is probably true for just about any organization that's been in business that long, just to adapt to the changing conditions that you find yourself in, the changing technologies. So there really is an emphasis on doing things quickly that I don't think was present, at least to that extent when I began my career. And I think the changing expectations of the people we deal with, the changing stakeholder concerns, have driven our system considerably in certain directions. Whereas veterans of an earlier age might have accepted a government's decision, the VA's decision on their claims and those kinds of things, we find it is much more likely to be challenged. I think, again, that's a reflection of broader societal changes as well. So I think that the agency is changing fundamentally. We're further away from a major conflict like Vietnam. We're a quarter of a century away from that now. And so the conditions that we deal with are not the traditional battlefield types of disabilities that you might normally see. They're more likely to arise from exposure to environmental hazards. Agent Orange is a good example of that. Some of the undiagnosed illnesses from the Gulf War. So the types of business that we see coming into the agency is different. The individuals coming in, I think, are more demanding, as they well should be. And I think we have an obligation to be a lot faster at what we do.
How about changes in management style and approaches during the same period of time?
Well, I would say historically, VA is a very conservative organization. We were command and control oriented and approach things typically in an assembly line type fashion. That's the way we looked at most of our business processes. We have tried to open that up to become more participative, to engage employees in the business of making the business better. And to change the business processes fundamentally to make them both more responsive to the veterans that come to us for help and to our own employees, make it more rewarding for them and more rewarding environment to work in.
What drew you to a career in public service?
Well, initially, they were the ones that would hire me. I did not plan on making a career of government service, but I just finished school under the GI Bill. I had a wife and a young son at home. And I needed the money, so I took the Federal Service exam, came to work for the VA, and after I was there a bit, I found that I really enjoyed it. The mission itself to me is very compelling. The people that you get an opportunity to help are recognized as heroes by this country. So the work itself, the end product of the work, I find very rewarding. And I also found that in government service, you oftentimes are given enormous responsibilities at a very early stage of your career, which in my case was true. I was supervising a staff of approximately 70 people in the first year I was there, knowing maybe one page more in the manual than they did in terms of the business we were engaged in. But I found it very challenging. I found it very stimulating. I found it very rewarding, and I've spent the last 25 years trying to do that.
Are you concerned about VA's ability to attract young people today?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. We're in a competition with every other agency in government, with most of the private sector for the same folks graduating from college today. The government salary is not as competitive in many markets around the United States, and we have a presence in every state. So in some locales, we're not that competitive in terms of the economics. What we do find as a competitive advantage is the mission, that if we get people engaged in the business for a little while, they'll find the job itself very rewarding. So that's our long suit, but our short suit is that the economics and maybe government service in general is not seen favorably by a lot of young people, and I think that that tends to make the job a bit more difficult trying to get in good folks.
You've really grown up in the VBA organization. I'm wondering, what do you think the advantages and disadvantages of the undersecretary coming from within the organization?
The advantage is that you do know the business. You do know most of the personalities if you spend any time in there. So you know, you should have a pretty clear idea about what needs to be done and who you can get to help you doing that. The disadvantages are that you may not know what you think you know. Your ideas may have been so shaped by your experience in the organization that it may just be wrong. I think that there are advantages to coming from the inside in that you can get up to speed very quickly, but I think there are disadvantages as well, that you can be overbought into the status quo and not see the need for change.
Well, how should organizations make the decision to hire from within or go outside?
I would utilize the Dallas Cowboys philosophy. When they drafted football players, they always said they took the best athlete. I would take whoever you thought had the best skills and the most potential, be they insiders or outsiders, and try to shore up their weaknesses at the next level of the organization. If they're an insider, it would probably help to have some people from the outside coming in and working along with them. If they're an outsider, I think having a good, knowledgeable person who's worked inside the organization is a great asset.
Okay, great. Well, it's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour.